Thousands turned out to welcome America's first African-American president on his first return to sub-Saharan Africa since 2009. At the presidential palace in Dakar, Mr. Obama and First Lady Michelle were welcomed by Senegalese President Macky Sall and his wife Marianne. Bilateral talks covered a range of issues, from U.S. support for Senegal's democracy and infrastructure to joint security. President Obama praised President Sall for his openness and anti-corruption efforts. He said Senegal is an example for Africa.
It's moving in the right direction with reforms to deepen democratic institutions. And as more Africans across this continent stand up and demand governments that are accountable and serve the people, I believe Senegal can be a great example.
Speaking one day after a U.S. Supreme Court decision validating gay marriage, Mr. Obama said African nations that make homosexuality a crime should make sure gays and lesbians are not victims of official discrimination.
I believe that everybody has to be treated equally.
President Sall responded by calling his country tolerant and not homophobic, though he said Senegal is not ready to decriminalize homosexuality. Speaking about economic development, Mr. Obama said U.S. policy emphasizes partnership and trade rather than merely assistance. President Sall said Africa needs good governance to make use of its resources.
We have tremendous natural resources. We have a lot of human resources. We need infrastructure to accompany the development of all of these resources. But all this in the context of good governance. Otherwise, these resources will be in vain.
First Lady Michelle Obama and Mrs. Obama's mother joined the president at a museum on Gori Island dedicated to the West African slave trade. Centuries ago, Africans were held captive here before being shipped off in chains to be slaves. Mr. Obama said the tour here was a powerful moment that reminded him about the importance of human rights.
And I think more than anything, what it reminds us of is that we have to remain vigilant.
Earlier, Mr. Obama spoke of former South African President Nelson Mandela, now gravely ill in a Pretoria hospital. The president called Mr. Mandela a hero for the world, whose legacy will last through the ages. The Obamas leave for South Africa on Friday. Dan Robinson, VOA News, with President Obama in Dakar, Senegal.